Welcome to episode 42 of Motivated AF with Katie Forbis. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Katie Forbis. And on this episode, it is time for another Motivated AF Mondays. I know some of you guys have missed having these posted every week, and it won't be long before I'll be doing that again. But next week, Will Coleman and Cole Giovanetti, who has been a guest on here with his wife, they did an episode together with me, and they are my final guests for the fall 2018 season. So that will be premiering next Monday, November 5th. As far as this episode goes, I wanted to do an episode where I spoke specifically to those of you out there that, like me, are always waiting to do things, whether it's via procrastination, under the guise of, quote, being smart about it, or whatever. It won't take but a minute or two into this episode for you to know if you are what I would call a delater. Don't worry, it'll all make sense soon. I think. Maybe. So let's get this Motivated as Fuck Monday started. Welcome to the fallout. Welcome to resistance. The tension is here. The tension is here. Between who you are and who you could be. Between how it is and how it should be. This is for my fellow delaters. What is a delater? Well, for starters, it's definitely a word I just made up. It's a mashup for those that delay, wait, or say, I'll do it later. A delater. This is you if you get a lot of ideas, but you never seem to get any of them off the ground. Or whenever inspiration hits you, you get excited, but then pull back and start questioning, is this really a good idea? I mean, am I even ready for this? This must be a dumb idea or somebody would have already done it. I bet somebody actually already has done it. Oh well, it was a nice thought. Or if you never feel like it's the right moment or you're waiting on some sort of sign before you do something. Or maybe you're a someday-er or a one-day-er, as in, I would love to do that. Hopefully someday I will have X, Y, and Z in order and have enough time to go for it. Or you see people on social media enjoying vacations or concerts and think, one day I'd really love to check that out too. Or you've always wanted to do something like get in shape, change careers, run a half marathon, or finally go see that band that you've loved your entire life. But you're a master procrastinator, so you think, that'd be cool someday, one day, maybe later. I'll wait and see. As I was saying, hello fellow delaters. You and I have something in common. We like to wait. Often, it has served us well to wait, at least enough times that we can point to. We rarely do reckless things, though, if we're being honest, we sometimes envy those that do. But we still don't do reckless things. We think through everything. We think a lot. Maybe too much. Okay, we overthink. All right, we obsess. We decide we're not ready. It's already been done. We don't have enough money. We don't have the willpower. We need to fix blank first. We need to get noticed at work for how little we take off before we take off. The list goes on. Now we feel overwhelmed. I'll just deal with it later. Maybe tomorrow. After all, wasn't it Annie the Orphan who sang, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, you're only a day away? Yeah, for people like us, the delaters, that might as well be our anthem. And I don't mean that in a good way. It's true that some people move too fast. Some people do behave too recklessly and give in to every whim or desire that pops into their mind. Delaters aren't in danger of this sort of lifestyle. We're the people who read the reviews on every single thing we buy online before we buy it, whether that is something huge or something as small as dental floss. We read 6 books on something before we put any of it into practice. We plan, we think, we dream, but we rarely do. We wait. We overthink. We obsess. Tomorrow, later, someday, one day. Are you as tired as I am of this bullshit? Do you ever get mad at the shit you keep doing, even though you know how to stop? Same here. But I often have to get pushed into moving forward. I often have to be on the edge with nowhere else to go. And that's rarely a fun scenario to be in. Or I wait so long to make a decision that the decision is no longer mine to make, and then I'm fucking screwed. But in the past year or so, I've tried to do something different. This past year, I've tried to stop waiting until I'm pushed into a decision. I've tried to start acting on some of my ideas. An example, this very podcast. I played around with the idea of having my own motivational podcast for years, but all of my ideas just sat in my head, like usual. I wondered, I researched, I doubted myself, I questioned why anyone would even need this podcast with so much out there already. As a delayer, I can easily find 1,000 reasons not to do something or not to move forward with one of my ideas. And I can make these reasons sound completely valid and quote-unquote responsible even. But the truth is, most of the time, it's just because I've gotten really good at holding myself back. In fact, most delayers have mastered the art of self-sabotage. But last year, I started this podcast despite all of this. I started my podcast even though I was almost positive no one would listen or care. I started it even though my self-doubt was screaming at me, "Who do you fucking think you are? You think you're some kind of genius or something? What have you really even done, Katie? Nobody cares what you have to say." I had to tell my inner critic to fuck off, and I just did it anyway. I think that buried underneath all of the excuses and reasons we have to not act on our ideas or do the things we want to do is the unsettling but very real truth. We're afraid. Well, this is Motivated AF, so let's get real honest here. We aren't just afraid, we are scared shitless. When we act on an idea we have, or we move forward on something we have never done, there's a feeling of vulnerability. What if they don't like it? What if they don't like me? What if I look like a fucking idiot? What if I fail? What will my family say? What will my spouse say? What will my friends say? What will my enemies say? And as a side note, I do often wonder why the fuck what people say usually takes center stage as the reason why we don't do things. What will they say? And why does it matter so much to us? I have learned over the years that for the most part, people are going to think what they want to think about you. And if they think poorly of you, they will use every mistake or decision you've made as even more confirmation that what they think about you is the truth. And even when you do the right things, they discount that shit because it doesn't match up to what they already want to believe about you. And 9 times out of 10, trying to change another person's opinion of you is a losing game. And even on the off chance that you do change their opinion, what have you really done? How has putting in all that effort to change their mind really helped you move forward in your own life? People believe what they want to believe, and what they believe about you is not really in your control. And truth be told, simply saying what people believe about me is not in my control just gave me a tinge of anxiety. Because as I've said on this podcast, I like to be in control. But I'm learning to let go of my need to convince everyone that I'm likable or smart or pretty or whatever. What will they say? What will they think? Maybe they'll say nothing. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll think it's a terrible idea and mock me. Or maybe they won't. Here's the deal, though. Some people probably will talk shit. Some people probably will laugh or say they knew you couldn't do it if you fail, etc. Because honestly, sometimes people are assholes. To quote the movie The Pursuit of Happiness, you got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves, they want to tell you you can't do it. If you want something, go get it, period. And I found that when I go ahead and assume people will talk shit, it eases my anxiety because it's like, okay, you think that about me, so what? If I expect it, then it's harder for them to play on my insecurities. already know it's coming and already know it's most likely based on their own jealousy, fears, or an insecurity within themselves. Their feelings are their problem, not mine. Their feelings are their problem and not yours. I couldn't even control their feelings if I wanted to. Believe me, I've tried. It's tedious, exhausting, and fucking pointless. So with that in mind, I want to encourage you not to allow your life and the decisions you make for your life to be dictated by another person's opinion of you. I even encourage you not to let proving so-and-so wrong be your guiding light either. Because when our life becomes about proving someone else wrong, pride often takes the reins and we don't necessarily make the best decisions. We're still making decisions on how it will make someone else feel, even if we're trying to make them feel bad. Again, that's a losing game. Your life is more than a subplot of another person's story, or at least it fucking should be. Your life and your ideas, your dreams, the things you have to offer are yours, and you, as you are, matter. Whether or not they give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down, whether they like your picture on Instagram or invite you to their stupid fucking party, you matter and your life is fucking yours. You matter and your life is yours. So stop waiting to live it, because that's what you are doing when you are a delayer. You are waiting for the perfect moment and the perfect people and the perfect scenario and for everybody to give you a pat on the back and tell you that you're living right. Guess what? That perfect moment ain't happening. As Mel Robbins said in her TED Talk that changed my life, no one is coming. So for a delayer, now is the time, because now is really all we have. And I don't know about you, but I would much rather live my life in a way that is authentic to who I really am, even if it means a life of failures and fucking mistakes, than to die a person who was always waiting for tomorrow and always waiting for some sort of approval that was never going to come. Call me crazy, but I want my eulogy to include a little bit more than just, she played by the rules and she never made anyone uncomfortable, ever, including herself. Yeah, fuck that shit. Are you ready to stop waiting? Are you ready to stop living for tomorrow and what others think? It wouldn't be fair if I didn't say this, though. Living life on your terms will feel very uncomfortable for a while. There's a reason few people act on their ideas or go for their dreams or step up to take on a challenge. It's because it does not feel comfortable. Accepting judgment and criticism without coming unglued or letting it make you feel like shit is a skill you have to develop. It's something I still have to work on too. And it will probably take a while if you are used to staying small and not putting yourself or your ideas out there. Sure, on Instagram, they'll tell you in some pretty ass font to, quote, be true to yourself. But they forget to tell you that it feels extremely unsettling for a while. You feel exposed. As E.E. Cummings said, the hardest challenge is to be yourself in a world where everyone is trying to make you be someone else. It takes a shit ton of bravery to simply say, this is me, and not immediately look at the world and follow it up with, so what do you think? Worrying what other people will think is something most of us have been trained to do our entire lives. Don't rock the boat. Don't push the envelope. Don't go against the grain. Just wait. But the people I admire? Oh, they did fucking rock the boat. They did and do push the envelope, and they did and do go against the grain. And in those moments, they usually had plenty of opposition and comments from the cheap seats saying it was fucking stupid. One of my favorite quotes is from the philosopher Epictetus. If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid. I love that. If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid. When I started this podcast, I fucking felt stupid. Some of the time I felt okay about it, but then once I put an episode out, I really did feel exposed. I thought of all the things people could be saying about it, how they could be mocking me or talking about how cheesy or lame or annoying that Katie Forbes is. And some people, let's be honest, they did. And then something shocking happened. I survived their opinion of me. In fact, I have survived a ton of people's opinions of me and who I am as a person. I am 42 episodes in with this podcast because I continue to put myself out there even when it feels fucking weird to do so, even when I feel stupid, even when there is a strong desire to pull back or hide or think nobody cares, even when I don't get a ton of listens. Because I am being true to who I am, and I refuse to wait until tomorrow to be who I already know I am today. And I've saved the best part of all of this for last. The best part is that if you've identified yourself as a delater, you have ideas for days. You have an arsenal full of dreams and goals. So stop waiting for tomorrow to start being the fucking badass I know you already are today too. Don't delay. Don't wait. Don't say you'll do it later. Tomorrow will always be a fucking day away. There is only now. And who's to say this isn't your time? And even if they do say it, you no longer care. Thanks so much for listening to another Motivated AF Mondays episode. I hope you learned something about yourself that can help you move forward with your life and your goals. As I said at the beginning of the episode, my last two guests for the fall 2018 season are former Memphis Tiger and current fitness instructor and fitness expert, Will Coleman, and the CEO of DiversaFit, Cole Giovanetti, who you may remember from episode 10 when he was here with his wife, Lauren. Will Coleman has partnered with DiversaFit, so Cole was able to help me get Will on the show, and I learned a lot of really interesting things I didn't know about Will, and I think you'll find that episode to be really inspiring and motivating. And if you're a Memphis Tigers fan, you're definitely going to love it. If you would like to work with me or contact me for any reason, you can do so by emailing podcast@katieforbis.com. That's podcast@katieforbis.com. Or by going to katieforbis.com and clicking on the Contact Katie tab. Either way works. I would love for you to review this podcast on iTunes if you get a chance, as every review is a huge help to me and to getting the word out on my podcast, and it would make me so fucking grateful. I'd also love for you to follow me on social media if you haven't. My handle on both Instagram and Twitter is @KatieForbis. That's KATEEFORBIS. And the podcast Instagram account is MotivatedAFwithKF. One final reminder, I have started a separate YouTube show with two of my friends, certified makeup artist Jen Hawkins and pharmacist Dr. Jazz Jackson, called Own Your Glow. We currently have one episode out, and we discuss what made us want to start the show and the things we struggle with as women, but we also talk about lighter things like music and the things we're into right now. We plan on tackling a lot of different topics, so if you or someone you know is interested in hearing that or watching that, again, the name of the show is Own Your Glow, and the YouTube channel as well as the social media handles for everything is Own Your Glow Girl. Thanks again for listening. It means so much to me. Every single listen matters to me, and I know you could be listening to a lot of other people right now, so I'm so grateful that you chose to listen to my podcast. And as my dad, Dean Cook, used to say, please do not let a dream delayed become a dream denied.